Today we're building a low-end pressure drum bus method in Ableton Live 12, made specifically for jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music, while keeping CPU usage nice and low. The big idea here is simple. Instead of stacking a huge amount of real-time processing on every drum layer forever, we shape the groove in stages, print the useful result to audio, and keep moving. That gives you that dusty, pressed, system-ready drum energy without turning your project into a CPU nightmare. This is especially powerful if you're working with chopped amen breaks, think breaks, original break edits, re-space, sub-bass, lots of automation, and fast arrangement workflow. You want the drums to feel like one engine, not a bunch of separate samples fighting each other. So let's start at the source. Begin with your drum layers separated out. Maybe you've got a chopped break on one track, a kick layer on another, a snare layer if the break needs more impact, hats or percussion for top-end motion, and maybe a ghost snare or rim hit for swing and fill energy. Keep those source sounds pretty raw at first. Don't overcook them yet. On each individual track, do only the basic cleanup. Use EQ8 if you need to remove obvious junk. Take out unnecessary sub-rumble from the break around 20 to 35 Hz, and if the break gets too sharp or glassy, trim some harshness in the 6 to 9 kHz area. The reason we keep the stage light is because old-school jungle and DNB depend on the natural interaction between the break's transients and the added drum punch. If you smash each layer before they ever hit the bus, the groove loses its bounce. You get a flat block instead of a breathing rhythm section. Now group all of those drum tracks into a dedicated drum bus. In Ableton, that means putting them into a group track, so they behave like one drum system. This bus is your main shaping zone before the full mix. A clean, CPU-friendly starter chain here is drum bus first, then glue compressor, then maybe saturator or roar if you want more attitude, and then EQ8 at the end for final cleanup. For drum bus, a good starting point is a drive amount somewhere around 2 to 8 dB, crunch around 5 to 25%, and boom usually off or very subtle unless you really want to shape the low end of the kick or break. If you do use boom, keep the frequency somewhere around 50 to 75 Hz. The goal is pressure, not boom overload. On the glue compressor, keep the ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, set the attack slow enough to let the transients breathe, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Auto release can feel very musical here, but if you want a tighter bounce, use a manual release somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Think of this bus like a pressure chamber, not a limiter, not a brick wall, a pressure chamber. You want it to glue the groove together and make the drums hit as one unit, while still leaving space for movement. Now shape the character a little more. On drum bus, if the break needs more snap, push the transient slightly positive, maybe around plus 5 to plus 20. Keep drive moderate if the break already has some natural grit. Use crunch to give them upper mids a little bite and dirt. If the hats get too sharp, damp can help, but use it carefully. You don't want to sand off all the energy. On the glue compressor, if you want more urgency, turn on soft clip. That can add a bit of density and safety without sounding too obvious. And at the EQ stage, make only small moves. If the break feels boxy, try a little dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare gets too spitty after saturation, trim a touch around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the top end starts fighting your lead or vocal space, gently reduce the high shelf above 10 kHz. Small moves, that's the key. We're not trying to completely redesign the drums here. We're creating a version that will survive resampling and still feel alive. Next, create a parallel dirty return. This is one of the best ways to get underground weight without flattening the whole main drum bus. Set up a return track and put saturator on it with maybe 4 to 10 dB of drive. Then use EQ8 to high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz so the dirt stays out of the true sub region. You can also add a little redux if you want some crushed top texture, and then maybe a compressor or glue compressor to clamp it down. Blend that return in quietly underneath the main bus. Start low, maybe around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send, and bring it up until the groove feels thicker, not until it sounds obviously distorted. This is a classic darker DNB move. The clean bus keeps the punch and transient shape. The dirty return adds controlled grime, attitude, and pressure. It feels like the drums are pushing air. Now comes the important CPU saving step. Resample the drum bus to audio in real time. Create a new audio track. Set the input to receive audio from your drum bus or from the master route if that fits your setup. Put monitor on in. Arm the track and record the drum loop as audio. Record at least one 4-bar loop, ideally also an 8-bar variation with a fill and if possible, grab both a cleaner version and a grimier version with the dirt return included. While you record, don't be afraid to perform a little bit. You can automate or manually move the bus drive, raise the dirt send on a transition, open a filter slightly, or mute the kick for a beat before a drop re-entry. That little bit of movement is what makes the print feel produced instead of looped. Once you've got a strong take, consolidate the best section into a clean audio clip. This is where the workflow gets powerful. You've now frozen the drum shape into audio, which means the original live chain no longer has to run all the time. That saves CPU, speeds up editing, and makes you commit to a sound. And commitment matters here. Jungle and old school DNB often sound better when you lock an idea in and then edit the audio, instead of endlessly rebalancing the same live chain. Now treat that resampled audio like a new instrument. Cut the loop into one bar or two bar phrases. Nudge a snare a little late if it helps the pocket. Duplicate a ghost note tail into a fill. Reverse a tiny slice to make a transition. If you want something darker, pitch the whole clip down 1-3 semitones. For phrasing, a good old school style structure might be a main 2-bar groove, a small 1-bar fill every 8 bars, and a slight variation on bar 4 or 8 of each phrase. You can also use the resampled audio as a rhythmic answer to a bass stab or a Reese accent, which is a really nice call and response move. If you want to go even deeper, use slice to new MIDI track or load the print into simpler. That lets you retrigger the printed break hits like a performance instrument. That's a very advanced arrangement tool because now your resampled groove becomes material for a second generation of edits. Now let's talk low-end discipline, because this is huge in DNB. The drum bus should feel heavy, but it should not fight the bass line. If the break has too much sub-rumble, high pass it gently around 25 to 40 Hz. If the kick and bass are clashing, carve a small space around the bass fundamental instead of over-eking the whole drum bus. And check the print in mono regularly. Anything that truly needs width should live in the hats, room tone, top percussion, or filtered break ambience. Keep the reel weight centered. That's how you keep the bass line authoritative in rollers and neural-leaning tracks. Now, use automation before you print. This makes the drum bus part of the arrangement, not just the loop. For example, over a 16-bar drop, you might keep bars 1-4 dry and confident, then introduce a ghost snare or break variation in bars 5-8. In bars 9-12, you can push the dirt return a little louder. Then in bars 13-16, automate a short filter opening or throw a snare reverb into the next section. Useful automation targets include drum bus drive, saturator drive, return send amount, reverb send on one snare hit, filter frequency on the break, and utility gain for tiny tension drops before a fill. A really effective example at 174 BPM is this. Let the first 8 bars breathe, then automate a short drop in drum bus output on bar 8 beat 4, followed by a printed snare fill on bar 9. That creates a proper lift and hit moment without needing a big cinematic riser. And here's a smart pro move. Print both a clean version and a heavy version of the same groove. The clean pressure print is tighter, less distorted, and useful for intros, verses, or breakdown to drop hybrids. The heavy pressure print has more drive and crunch, and it's ideal for the main drop. Keep them on separate audio tracks. Use the clean one when you want space, and the heavy one when you want maximum attitude. That gives you instant arrangement variation, without rebuilding the drum sound from scratch every time. It also keeps the session lean once the prints are done, because you can hide, freeze, or disable the original live chain. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't overcompress the drum bus. If the break loses swing, you've gone too far. Aim for controlled movement, not flattening. Second, don't let the drum low end compete with the bass line. The bass should own the sub region. The drums should support it, not crowd it. Third, don't print too early. Get the groove and arrangement intention right first. Resampling should capture a decision, not replace decision-making. Fourth, don't overdo stereo width on the drums. Keep the core impact mono or near mono, and only spread the atmosphere in top end. And fifth, don't resample with no automation at all. Even a tiny change in drive, send amount, or filter movement can make the print feel alive. A couple of advanced ideas can really level this up. You can use a two-stage print system, where one version captures the core groove and another captures the same groove with extra edge, then alternate them across the arrangement. Version A for 8 or 16 bars, version B for the next phrase, then back to A with a fill or slice edit. That keeps repetition from getting static. You can also make a micro-shifted duplicate layer by duplicating the resampled loop, shifting the copy a few milliseconds later, filtering it, and keeping it very low in the mix. That can create a subtle machine with human drag feel. Another strong option is frequency split bus printing. Print the drum bus twice, one version focused on body and punch, another focused on crack and texture. Then blend them as audio. That gives you way more control than trying to keep everything alive inside one giant chain. And don't forget ghost hits. If the break has nice little ghost notes or tiny pickup hits, resample them and keep them in the print. Those details are a huge part of why jungle feels alive and haunted. For practice, try this simple challenge. Build a 174 BPM loop with a chopped break, one kick layer, and one hat layer. Group it into a drum bus. Add drum bus, glue compressor, and EQ8. Make a parallel dirt return with saturator and EQ8. Then record a 4-bar loop to audio.